Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231, and it's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you for all your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. Well, we've got more Borat news here, Mark, and then we'll get into something a little more serious about immigrants and how they're getting ready to use the Military Commissions Act on immigrants. We'll get to that. But first, from ABC News, Stephanie Serrano recently saw the movie Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. She didn't like it in the movie theater, and she didn't like it in the streets. When teenagers, inspired by the movie's offensive leading man, made her a target. Quote, some guys have been more disrespectful to me, said Serrano, a 17-year-old student at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology. They go around repeating that line, very nice, how much, to some of the girls. I think it's disgraceful, she says. Call it the Borat effect.
I would call it disgraceful.
The top-rated comedy is making thousands of high school and college students laugh and inspiring some of them to imitate the eponymous character's offensive behavior to women and Jews. Since Borat's November 3rd release,
it's only funny if you are a Jew. And he is.
He is.
And you've got to be very careful with that sort of humor.
Since Borat's November 3rd release, the movie about a hapless Kazakh journalist who thinks that women have smaller brains and that Jews were behind the September 11th attacks has ruled the box office. It has raked in $68 million and it's managed to offend a cross-section of groups, from the Anti-Defamation League and feminists to the Kazakh government and fraternity brothers at the University of South Carolina. With its coarse behavior and offensive statements, Borat has also infiltrated the youth culture, for better or worse. Though most students recognize the humor behind the hateful dialogue, some of them say they've experienced harassment inspired by the movie. Jonathan Melendez, a 17-year-old high school student from the Bronx, says that he's heard teens repeat some of the more misogynistic lines from the movies. They talk about women being prostitutes, he said, and I asked my friends who are Jewish if they were going to see the movie, and they said their parents wouldn't let them go. Many teens from Georgia to California, Rhode Island to Canada have heard fellow students repeating some of the movie's more offensive lines, such as, throw the Jew down the well, and we make sexy time? As a result, some parents are outraged at the movie and are actively discouraging their children from seeing it, as though Borat is responsible for making your teenager a little bratty punk. Look, kids, especially teenage boys, are going to say offensive and stupid things.
Yes, with or without the movie.
They just think it's funny,
okay?
Exactly. It's just giving them fodder for their meanness. Because they would have been equally as mean and equally as rude if it weren't for the existence of Borat. But now we have a pop culture icon that we can blame it all on.
Right.
It's not our teenager's fault. It's Borat's fault. It's Sacha Baron Cohen's fault. And you know what? Maybe we should sue him for this. I mean, heck, everybody else is suing him. Why not throw another one on the pile? Our family and friends will not watch Borat, and we'll certainly encourage other parents to boycott as well, said a concerned parent from Cobb County, Georgia, calling the movie a disgrace and an insult. She said that Borat was reversing some of the progress that her community had made teaching its teens to be respectful and ethical. Wait a minute. All it took was a movie? Boy, that's some progress. I mean, if you've been working so hard at reversing your community's anti-gay or anti-homosexual, whatever attitudes, and one movie comes along and reverses all of that, I don't really think you had much of a change to begin with, sweetie.
No, it's a comedian. Comedian.
Well, comedy usually has a victim, right? Like most jokes?
It has to.
Somebody is being victimized.
Does have to be.
Quote, my two teenagers have better things to do than watch garbage and encourage Hollywood to produce more of it, she said. Some parents have seen the movie and have discussed its humor with their teenage children. The president of the PTA at Kennesaw, Georgia's high school talks about Borat's offensiveness with her 15-year-old son. Although she and her husband see the humor in the movie's broad caricatures, she worries that some teenagers don't recognize the offensiveness behind some of the lines. I don't think they get it, she said. Are they desensitized to it? If they see an immigrant, would they think he or she is dumb? I don't know. She doesn't think Borat will inspire as many imitators as 2002's Jackass movie. That film, which involved dangerous stunts, inspired copycat incidents that resulted in death and injury to dozens of fans. And I say good riddance to them. That's just Darwinism in effect. You know, if your kid's so stupid as to jump off a building with then they deserve what they get.
Well, I'm not. I don't want to see anyone jump off a building, especially because it's messy down at the other end. I don't want to see that. I don't want. It's bad to have bad things happen, but yeah. To blame it on a movie,
mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous, and it just empowers the arguments of these people that believe that video games and movies mm-hmm. cause people to do things they wouldn't normally do. Please. Well, this woman believes that teenagers don't get it, but ABC News did take the time to interview a few teenagers about whether or not they did get it. And most of the teenagers said they were aware of Borat's sarcastic nature. 18-year-old student at Southern California University says people repeat the lines because they made them laugh,
yeah.
Not because they're identifying with those values which are offensive or anti-Semitic, said one student who is 18. A 16-year-old high school student from Chicago saw the movie last Friday and said that some of his classmates had been repeating lines in the cafeteria more out of humor than any desire to offend. And besides, if you're offended by it, look, if a teenage boy comes up and says something to your teenage daughter about, would you like to make a sexy time? Then she should just make a note in her little black book that says, don't date Johnny. I mean, really, is this that offensive? You just, all you know now is that this kid is a punk, a teenage punk, and you don't want to have anything to do with him.
I don't even know if I'd go that far. I mean, you could say that, but I don't even know if I'd go so far.
I'm talking from the girl's perspective. If she's offended by the guy, then that's all. She just makes a note that the guy's an offensive jerk. So what? Get over it. At least he's not, you know, making derogatory comments about your breast size or
yeah.
something. Because apparently a lot of girls care about that sort of thing. Not sure why. Anyway, Indeed, spokesman for, quote, I don't think that anyone's going to change the way people are going to be acting, said the 16-year-old. They would already be doing it before they saw the movie. See?
Yeah.
Even the kids understand. Indeed, spokesman for the Anti-Defamation League, the National Organization for Women, and the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights say they were not aware of any increase in incidents of anti-Semitism, sexual harassment, or racism inspired by Borat. And as befits teenagers, some of the copycat incidents seem less offensive than simply juvenile. Melendez, the Bronx student, says that some of his neighbors were inspired by a scene in which Borat gives a plastic bag containing feces to the hostess of a dinner party. Quote, someone on my block took a dump and put it in a bag and threw it at people. Can you believe that? Well, look, there have been poop-related pranks out there for a long, long time.
In bags, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. You ever heard of the one where you set a bag of S on fire on
yeah.
somebody's doorstep? I mean, come on. This has been around for a long time. 800-259-9231.
I can't believe that they would blame that on Borat.
Let's go to the phones to one of our younger listeners, Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Francisco, I realize you want to talk about something more serious, but have you seen Borat?
No, a friend of mine saw it, and she said she loved it.
Okay, very good. So what's on your mind?
Well, today during the lunch break, I went up to one of my teachers, my math teacher, who I knew was a Republican, and he was in his room, and I started talking to him about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, I like to get my teacher's perspectives on things. And I had him take the Advocates for Self-Government, you know, the quiz.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the world's smallest political quiz, which anybody can take at politicalquiz.com.
And I was just standing over him while he did. And I saw that he marked, about the draft, he marked disagree. And I asked him, there should be a draft? He goes, yes.
Oh, boy.
I said, so you would force me to go to war? He goes, yeah, well, if the country needs you, you should.
If the country needs you, as though the country has a consciousness.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, the government would need me, not the country. The country is just land. Countries can't fight wars. Governments can't.
Well, I disagree with him, but there was a time in my life when I wouldn't have disagreed with him. And
when was this?
It's been a few years, but,
okay.
Republicans...
Before you met me, then? Like, around then?
About then.
Okay.
Republicans sort of are of the opinion that the military is this great organization. They haven't looked at it the way they look at the rest of government, which is, inefficient, lazy bureaucrats. They think that the army is somehow sacred.
Francisco, I'm going to bring you back. You can tell us the rest of your story about your interactions with your draft-supporting math teacher. Hang on. 800-259-9231 if you want to chime in here. And maybe you are a draft proponent. Maybe you're somebody who thinks that, involuntary servitude and slavery is a good idea, which is essentially what people who support the draft are advocating, whether they realize it or not. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to. and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VoIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we return to the phones and to the fun, let's go back to Francisco in New Jersey. Francisco, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, you'd begun to tell us the story of how you went in, I guess, to have a chat with your math teacher, because you're in high school currently, and you gave him the world's smallest political quiz that anybody can take. It's a 10-question quiz, which I think pretty accurately, considering it's only 10 questions, will chart you based on your political belief system. You know, are you a conservative, liberal, centrist, libertarian, or authoritarian? and you were monitoring his responses to the questions when you noticed that he answered the question that had to do with the draft in favor of the draft. And you were a little, I guess, surprised by this, and so continue your conversation with him. What happened? Francisco? Don't tell me we lost him. Francisco in New Jersey, are we back with Francisco? Has he left us board up? Oh, Francisco, well, going once.
What I was thinking in regard to
going
this,
twice.
He can chime back in if we get him, is often what worked for me,
yeah,
is I realized...
You used to be a draft supporter.
I did. I realized that the Constitution is the document on which the nation is founded. And I realized that if you're going to have a set of rules, you should play by them. And that a draft is a deviation from the set of rules. Because it forces me to, you know, we're founded on concepts of freedom and liberty, but yet I'm forced to go into military service.
Well, the country needs you.
But it's contrary to what the founding document
says.
Well,
the other irony is that the people that support the draft, as you pointed out before, Mark, are usually pretty, you know, they're usually small government in a lot of other areas. They would like less taxes. They would like to get the government out of education. They see there are plenty of areas where they understand that government involvement creates problems. The irony, of course, is many of these people would consider themselves so-called conservatives,
mm-hmm.
right? People that are for small government. People that if you ask them, are you anti-communist? They would say, well, yes, I hate communism. Communism is atrocious. But then when you talk about the draft, and they say things like, well, the country would need you, son. That is a collectivist statement.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that the country could possibly have a set of desires or a set of needs or, you know, could make decisions for itself. The country somehow has this... I guess, life to it. It's the country is an individual, when in fact that's not the case. The collective is never, never has consciousness. It's always a collective is always a group of individuals. A community is a group of individuals. And what defines the community? Well, whoever's making the claim of what the community is. If I claim that this house that we're doing the show from is a community, then you and myself, my girlfriend and myself would be that community.
Mm-hmm.
If I claim that the neighborhood is a community, then the people within that neighborhood are that community. But that doesn't mean that the community can make decisions or that the community can have thoughts. Each individual has thoughts. And so I think it's awfully ironic that somebody who would normally understand that communism is a bad thing could also, on the other hand, make a statement like, well, the community needs you. The country needs you. We need to have a draft.
Well, so many
crazy.
So many people just believe that communism's bad because they've heard that communism's bad. They don't even know why.
We've got him back. Francisco, back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up? Sorry, the other battery ran out.
That's all right.
Nobody wants to hear your excuses, Francisco.
We were just calling the conservatives hypocrites for...
Actually, on the quiz, he got conservative, so...
Yeah. Well, he's a conservative, and he would normally understand that communism is a bad thing, but yet for some reason he supports collectivism in the idea that for some reason the country can make decisions for itself, or the country would need you. Now, go ahead and continue your story about your conversation with him about the draft.
Well, guys, and I was talking to him, and I said, well, if you think there's a draft, why aren't you in Iraq right now? He said, well, right now they don't need me. And I said, why? Aren't there thousands of people dying over there? He said, yeah, but... they don't need me. And he just kept making up excuses to why he's not over there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how's he going to know when they need him? I mean, I guess if the draft were to come back, they would only be taking people between 18 and 26 to start
with. Oh, yeah,
with.
He's 25.
Oh, really?
He's got to go.
Yeah, I told him that. He said I would be the first in line.
Well, they need more
soldiers. He says he's first in line, but first in line for what?
Like, to go to Iraq.
When they're drafting?
When they need him.
Exactly. But
he doesn't know when they need them.
Exactly.
How are they going to know? They're advertising right now. They're putting commercials on the television say, join the Army.
They obviously don't need him that much, though.
Because they haven't sent him a letter?
I guess not. And if they send him a letter, would that mean that they needed him or that they just want him?
Mm.
So do they want recruits or do they need recruits? I guess that's the issue for him.
Yeah.
So I guess when they need is when they bring the draft back, but when they want is when it's a voluntary service.
Well, yeah, the draft is just for other people in this case. Mine.
Well, he's doing something important, Mark. He's educating kids.
Not well.
He's doing something with his life. He's doing something that's supposed to be providing a product and a service. And why would he want to give that up? Indeed, why would anyone want to give up their productive lives and give up the jobs or the careers that they love and that they, you know, the life that they have to go and die fight and possibly die for a pointless war. Why indeed? Apparently it's good enough for you, but not good enough for him, huh, Francisco?
Yeah, I guess so.
Any other thoughts for us?
Well, then I got into taxes with him.
Oh.
And we got into roads, right?
Oh, of course.
That's what he brought up, but the roads. And we were talking about income tax, and I proposed Mark's idea that, you know, only people who drive would be a gas tax for drive. And then they said, but then there would be no Social Security. And I explained...
But Social Security has...
it's different. You get it withdrawn from your paycheck, don't you?
Yeah, Social Security has Social Security taxes. I don't understand exactly what he's saying there.
No. You were talking about getting rid of all taxes except for the gas tax.
Okay, fine. I would be happy to get rid of Social Security.
And then he started talking about how, like, if I didn't pay him, he would build a huge wall around my house so I couldn't get out.
If you didn't pay gas taxes?
No, like, if he was in the government and he owned the roads, he would build a huge wall around my house so I wouldn't be able to get out and use the roads.
Well, that's the problem, is the government has a monopoly on roads. So therefore, I believe that people should, you know, people should contribute to the things they use. Unfortunately, the government's using the force of, in some cases, I don't know, I haven't studied this in depth. It would be difficult to find this information out. But there's laws against building roads, private roads, places, and the government takes people's money without them asking, so it's kind of like the public school issue.
How can he be a conservative and support Social Security? That's what I want to know.
I have no idea. He put privatized Social Security. You know that question on the quiz?
Mm-hmm.
He put disagree. So
yeah. how far in the conservative quadrant did he score?
Not that far in.
Just above authoritarian.
Yeah.
All right. That's about what I expected. Francisco, thanks for the call, man, and let us know your further exploits in the high school system, the government high school system. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Always interesting to hear the stories, because when I was in high school, I did not know what liberty was. I didn't know what the libertarian movement was. I didn't discover that until I was 18 and was on my way out of high school at that point. And I didn't have these opportunities. You know, I didn't have the knowledge to where I could talk to my teachers and find out these things. So, you know, I'm sort of living vicariously through our younger listeners, I guess. It's interesting. Interesting, especially finding out the authoritarian persuasion of many of these high school teachers. 800-259-9231. These are the people that are educating your children. If you've got kids in the government high school system, you need to understand who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a group of people that believes in collectivist principles. Even those who consider themselves conservatives are collectivist conservatives. They're neocons. Big government freaks. 800-259-9231. And speaking of the neocons, they're getting ready to start throwing people into concentration camps. We'll talk about it coming up.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet A toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Experience the listener map. Head over to map.freetalklive.com to add yourself to it. There's over 1,700 of our listeners who have done so from around the world, and you can too at map.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered to learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to the phones, to the fun. David in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey,
David, what's on your mind?
Well, just listening to your show and everything like that, and just wanted to converse.
Okay, here we are.
And have a conversation. The gentleman that you had from Las Vegas that called and, mm-hmm. and talked about the fact that he didn't vote, which is wonderful. I don't vote. I stopped voting back in 1992.
Hmm.
I think it's wonderful. I used to be a libertarian. As a matter of fact, I ran for city council in my town back in 1994 as a libertarian.
Okay.
Even though they're undeclared seeds, you know, that you don't declare what you're...
Nonpartisan, yeah.
Correct.
Right.
I was a libertarian, but I progressed away from libertarianism for the simple fact that I believe libertarians, or the party itself, just like all the other parties, have been infiltrated, and that's why you see these libertarians don't really want to change government in the sense that they want to keep the same government that we have.
I don't know. What do you mean when you say that? What do you mean? Most of the libertarians I've met want to drastically reduce the size of government.
Well, okay, but there's a difference between reducing the size of government and keeping the exact same government you have.
So, how would you say that you have which direction would you say you've gone in since you've not been a libertarian anymore?
I would say even more to the conservative or right frame, if you will.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, I don't like Hegelian labels myself. But what I'm referring to is the fact that I'm more of a patriot-type movement person now than I am a government-type person, if you will.
I don't understand. Can you give me some can you outline what that means?
Well, for example, when somebody gets a traffic citation and things like that, I instead of arguing as to whether it's right to give the ticket or not, I'm more in the idea that you should challenge just based on the fact that they have no jurisdiction over you.
Yeah, okay, I understand that.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And that deals with, you know, in looking at your website, you know, that deals with a lot of different things. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to do with just anything in, you know, for example, you said that libertarians want to reduce the size of government.
Yes.
Well, instead of reducing the size of government, why not simply eliminate the and the thing that we have to
eliminate what? Wait, you sort of stumbled over there. Eliminate what?
Eliminate government entirely.
I'm with you. I absolutely agree. That's to me, it seems like that's the logical conclusion of true libertarianism. The principle that libertarianism is founded on is that it's inappropriate to use force to achieve political or social goals. So if you take that to its logical end, then one must have to be a free marketeer. That's what I consider myself. I consider myself a libertarian free marketeer, somebody that believes that the marketplace can provide all of the so-called services that the government deems to provide on a voluntary basis at a much lower cost.
Sure, I'm not going to disagree with that.
Right, so you would be more of a voluntarist or a free marketeer than anything else.
Well, anarcho-capitalist?
Correct.
Right.
If you're gonna label
apply
things,
labels, indeed.
Well, labels help people to understand. I mean, that's, you know, if you label a furry animal with legs on it that runs around the house a dog, people know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but
if you describe that dog,
except that wouldn't be an accurate. There's all sorts of little furry animals with legs that run around the house, not just dogs.
The one that goes wolf.
Wolf.
But you understand how long it takes to get furry animal, four legs, runs around the house, says wolf. Like, there's a lot there, too. Dog.
I also like to jump back to something you said earlier, David. You said that the Libertarian Party's been infiltrated, and I totally agree with that. It's been infiltrated by a bunch of people that are trying to swing it back towards being more like the Republicans and Democrats, and I think it's a very, very sad situation.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is what libertarians want to do is they want to change the government through the polling, through voting, and through the they want to get their guys elected, and they think they can change government by putting their guys. For example, government wouldn't change one little bit if everybody that ran it was a libertarian. Government wouldn't change one because
I think it would.
Well, if they stuck to their principles and actually did drastically reduce the size of government, then I think that would change the government. Well, whether or not libertarians would stick to their principles is another question, because not very many of them have ever been elected.
That's the point that I'm trying to get across to you, is that absolute power corrupts absolutely. The point that I'm trying to get across is that libertarians want to use force against me to get their point across. In other words, I look at it this way. Most people in this country didn't vote on election day that we just had. So the way I look at it is the majority are the people that decided not to vote. And what we have in this country is we have a country of the minority controls the majority.
I agree.
Well, now, what did you prove by not voting, though, is what I don't understand. Why not vote?
Why? First of all, by not voting, I simply say that no man has control over me. I'm going to, within the next 30 days, as soon as the election in the state of California and, you know, for senator and congressman and my state representative, as soon as all those races have been finalized, and certified by the Board of Elections here in the state of California, I intend to send every one of those people that were elected a notice letting them know that no decision that they make was endorsed by me, and therefore no decision that they make has any power over me.
You know, David, I like where you're coming from philosophically, but I got to say I'm sort of torn. Like, I wish that I could go as far as you, but I don't. So my problem is it doesn't matter if only 10% of the people turn out and vote. Those 10% of the people are encouraging those bureaucrats to continue being tyrannical. And it wouldn't matter if only the bureaucrats came out to vote. They would still continue to perpetuate their system of violence on people. So I don't really know what the answer is to get these government people off of our backs. I'm not sure if it's politics. I'm not sure if it's some sort of civil disobedience or a combination of the two. But there must be some way to get this government get out of people's lives.
Well, you have to look at it this way. You're an individual, and the only person that the Constitution empowers to do things to protect their individual liberty is the individual. In other words, groups can't, you know, I don't give a group, any group, whether it be a libertarian, Republican, Democrat, or Frosty the Snowman and his group, I don't give any of them the right to make decisions on my
behalf. I agree with the latter part of that. I don't agree that the Constitution gives anybody any powers. It's just a piece of paper that was signed by some dead guys.
Well, I look at it this way: the Constitution, all it did was incorporate a government.
Yeah, that's all it did. It created a set of rules for people that wanted to be a government, and then they imposed their rules on us by violence and force. David, why aren't you part of the Free State Project at this point?
Say that again.
Why aren't you a member of the Free State Project?
Because it's not a Free State Project.
Interesting. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I guess he's suggesting that there's too many libertarians in the movement or something for him. Yeah, good luck over there in California, man.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And having them not enforce their laws on you.
You know what? I've got a potential political solution I want to share coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the final moments of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with
and Mark.
The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can still always join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing, get on the Amplifier program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It's a voluntary option. You can experience the entire freetalklive.com website for free. All of the features you'll find on the house. So this is above and beyond all that. If you like the show, you want to help us get on more radio stations, get more internet listeners on board, the AMP program is the way to do it. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We take $3 a month from you, once you sign up, of course, and we turn it around into promotion for Free Talk Live. We buy industry advertisements, we buy internet advertising as well, and we promote this show, thereby getting more new listeners encountering the message of freedom and liberty here 6 nights a week on Free Talk Live. So if that's valuable to you, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show. That again, amp.freetalklive.com.
And there's some nice little perks that go with it.
Oh, there are perks, including amplifier call-in lines, amplifier-only forum, and more. So, there you go, amp.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with David in California, and I got to say that I sympathize with him.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how he feels. I don't know if I totally agree with what he's doing, and I'm not sure if he's even doing anything. I mean, he says he's a patriot.
That's what I would say.
He says he's a patriot and everything, and he refuses their jurisdiction and blah, blah, blah. But really, the judge, it's not going to matter if you walk into a courtroom and tell a judge that he doesn't have jurisdiction over you. He's got jurisdiction because he has men with guns who are going to follow his every diktat. And you're going to end up in jail. And if you're just going to sit there in California and be a non-cooperative, then fine. But, I mean, I feel like you're doing absolutely nothing for the pro-liberty movement by doing nothing. And I haven't quite given up yet on the political system. Even though I've been pretty burned by it, I feel like there's still a chance that politics can work. And, you know, if I change my mind on that, I'll certainly let you know. I actually have a plan to affect some politics here in New Hampshire. I want to run that down, but I think you are chomping at the bit to get at this guy.
I do. I'm not him specifically, but we've talked to, on a few occasions, people that are anarcho-capitalists. I mean, you know, you can use whatever term you'd like. That one, I think, is the one I like, and it people understand it.
No, they don't. People don't understand that. People understand voluntarist.
Voluntarist.
That makes more sense.
No.
Than anarcho-capitalist.
It hides a lot of stuff.
Nobody knows what anarcho means, and very few people understand
people
what capitalism
listening
is.
To this show.
And
know
the word
what it means.
Capitalism is a. No. Now, that's presumptuous, Mark. There are people listening to this show all across America, some of them for the very first time. So don't presume that people understand this lingo that you're spewing out.
Okay. Anarcho-capitalist means he's an anarchist. He doesn't believe in government. Capitalist means that he believes that people should be able to exchange goods freely. We've talked to, on this show, many people like this that choose not to vote, don't get involved in the process, say that it has no jurisdiction over them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, and to some extent espouse, not him specifically, but they espouse this sort of superiority to their brethren in the liberty movement, the patriot movement, because they don't vote. They don't get involved in this nonsense. You know, they believe that there should be no government. The government's immoral. And I've, at times I've heard you talk like it, and then I've heard you backtrack, because I know better that that's not what you think. You will take a little bit of liberty every time you can get a little bit of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's practical politics. If you choose not to vote and choose to abstain from all this stuff, I think all you're doing is waiting for the moment in which the system is going to snatch you up and grind you in its meat grinder. And
yeah.
B, by not participating in organizations like the Free State Project, because it's not, in fact, a free state project, you're only causing the rest of America to go down this path. It is. You're not really standing up. Is all you're doing is talking, not doing.
You're just making yourself feel good.
I think I would have to say that's
not
true.
I can understand where
he's doing by sending letters.
He's making himself feel good by not voting because he's rationalizing it by saying, well, if I'm not voting, I'm not endorsing the system. And true enough, he's not. That much is true. You aren't. If you aren't voting, you aren't consenting at all to anything that the government does.
Agreed.
And but unfortunately, it won't matter to the bureaucrats. It won't matter to the violent people, the government, that is going to impose its way on you, whether or not you voted for them. They don't care. The police cruiser that pulls you over onto the side of the road for speeding or whatever, or not having a tag on, or whatever it is your offense is, isn't going to run your information and say, oh, you didn't vote. You know what? I'm sorry I bothered you today, sir. See you later. It's just not going to help you get out of anything. All it's doing is making you feel all warm and fuzzy inside because you didn't endorse the system. But then again, the system doesn't know that you endorsed it because voting isn't... while they take your name when you go to vote, they don't know if you actually walked out without filling out the ballot. They don't know if you voted. The entire voting process is... it's secret.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is one of the confusing things about the whole thing. This violent gang of thugs is elected by a bunch of people with a secret ballot, and we could get into that, Lysander Spooner and everything. But nonetheless, I feel for David, and I understand where he's coming from.
Oh, I get it, too. I just don't think it's practical. I don't think it's doing anything.
I think the most important point that you can make to one of these non-cooperatives like David is that even if every voter next year decided, you know what? I agree with David. Forget this whole thing. I'm not going to endorse the system. We're all staying home. If every voter stayed home, you can guarantee that there still would be a few people that did come out and vote. Those people would be the bureaucrats who want to continue perpetuating the system that pays their paycheck.
Right.
And all they need is somebody to turn out and vote to legitimize their system.
And
they'll continue enforcing their way on you.
Many municipal elections... You've got turnouts that are in the range of 5%. Those are the bureaucrats that are voting.
That's right.
I mean, that's it. Bureaucrats and septuagenarians.
Which is part of my plan. See, here's I wanted to run this by some of the listeners. I realize we're short on time here. But I haven't given up on politics yet. I'm pretty dismayed. I'm pretty, I'm pretty jaded and cynical. But I still think there's a chance. Especially here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Now, the Free State Project is not a movement of people all moving to the same city. It's people all moving to New Hampshire and moving to wherever they feel like moving. I'd like to encourage more people, obviously, to move where we did, and that is Keene, because I've done a little bit of research. According to my research, 16,000 people in Keene are registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
The city has 25,000 people living within city limits. Of those 16,000, municipal elections get about 3 to 5% turnout. You talk about the bureaucrats turning out. That's right. There you go.
That's their numbers. The bureaucrats say 3 to 5%.
They say maximum 10%. If there's a 10% turnout at a municipal election, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Now that number comes to, if you say 10%, that number comes to 1,600 people. 5%, 800 people.
Let's presume the worst. Let's presume 1,600 people turn out to vote. That means the kingmakers are indeed 800 people because you have to get 801 people to vote for somebody in order to get them into office. All we have to do is activate the masses out there, the silent majority, the ones that we know are out there looking for liberty-oriented candidates to vote for. And so to that end, we're actually putting together some stuff behind the scenes. We're working on running a full slate of candidates, or as many as we possibly can, considering the small amount of people that have moved in here so far, but running as many liberty-oriented candidates as we possibly can all at once in the 2007 municipal elections, and sort of tying them all together as being pro-liberty individuals. And let's see what happens. You know, maybe we can turn out an extra 800 voters and completely decimate the political system as you know it, completely change things around, get rid of the war on drugs, lower the drinking age to 18. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we could make a difference on. Abolish entire bureaucracies. You know, these are all things that city councils have the ability to do. But if we just sit back and say, oh, I'm not going to vote, I'm not going to do anything, well, then it's guaranteed that the big government people are going to win. So, David, while I understand where you're coming from, I just don't think that that it's effective what you're doing.
Yeah, I would call it ineffective is probably the best term that I could come up with.
Let's go to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
Previous caller and his ass-ache attitude is the least effective. That is going against, helping the fight for liberty out zero.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him, you know, his types before, and they love to argue and argue about how things are ineffective, but they're not actually doing anything.
Sure.
And they spend more time that they energy that they could be using to actually fight for liberty, and just sit there and argue about general concepts about how the government doesn't have authority over them, instead of joining the Free State Project and taking all that energy and working to fight for liberty.
Yep.
Sorry, it's a little crap. I'm sorry. It that kind of attitude, and he kind of had a little, like someone that just meant, like, I'm not sure who it was, but I think it was Mark, you just mentioned, his kind of attitude was a little on the snooty side.
Superiority.
Yeah, a little superior, and that bugs me too. You know, I'd rather have someone who is fighting for liberty in the Libertarian Party than him.
Thank you, Matthew. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks, guys.
Getting in here with you.
And Mark.
And we will join you again tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the fun stuff on the website. It is all for free. And see you then tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.